From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With O'Donnell's Crisps, Ireland's number one hand-cooked crisp.
Right, Maria, what have you got for us in As Seen on Your Screen?
I've just a couple of little picks, right? This is how my Christmas is going to look, and I'm starting on Christmas Day because tomorrow's just going to be a blur for everybody.
Okay, fair.
And for those of you that are actually organised and can sit down and watch telly, good mm-hmm. for you. The rest of us can't. So Christmas Day, Doctor Who have a special, but our very own Nicola Coughlan is in it.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and I love Nicola Coughlan. I think she's so class.
Yeah, Doctor Who is an amazing franchise to be part of. It's just so historic. It's been around for so long.
Like. Yeah, so that's on BBC One at 10 past 5 on Christmas Day. So you probably just finished your dinner. You need to sit down.
Like, throw something on.
Yeah, throw something on. And she plays a character called Joy.
Brilliant.
I'm not a Doctor Who fan. But I would watch it for her. Wallace and Gromit are back after nearly 20 years with Vengeance Most Foul. This is their first feature-length movie since Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is.
How has it been that long? It feels like they're always just there in the background.
And wasn't there something somebody said recently that like there might only be a few more Wallace and Gromit because they're running out of clay?
It's the type of clay that they use.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's something else that they might be able to... I'm sure they're testing it as we speak, isn't it?
But I suppose, Ardmore animation, but I suppose to get it to feel authentically Wallace and Gromit.
Well, they're running out of that type of clay.
Okay. So that claymation.
Yeah, definitely watch this one.
So, sorry, what time?
BBC One at 6:10.
I'm writing these all down. BBC One, 6:10.
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit.
On Christmas Day.
Now, Mrs. Brown's Boys is also on Christmas Day, but they split their Christmas special into two parts where they do one on Christmas Day and one on New Year's Eve.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
So the one on Christmas Day is on at 9 o'clock on RTE1, but it's on at 11:05 on BBC One. So if that one clashes, if the RTE airing clashes with something else, you can always catch it at 11:05.
Yeah.
Or record it like anyone else might. And then on New Year's Eve, that'll be on at 9:15 on RTE1.
So you have the second part.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you'll have it all done and dusted then. Ring in the new year and it'll be fine. Gavin and Stacey is a big one. I cannot wait for this.
So I've never watched Gavin and Stacey, so even when I was talking to Ruth Jones, I was like, you know, and I know Maria gave us a date there earlier in December to say, if you start watching an episode at night now, you can get through the whole lot. But I've never done it, so I know everyone's so excited about this, and I've seen them be so excited. It is amazing.
I actually don't think that I saw the 2019 Christmas special, which ended in a cliffhanger, which is why this is now happening.
Okay.
So this is going to wrap everything up for us. A lot of tears.
So will you watch that now before that?
I need to. But I'm in a house where nobody else has watched Gavin and Stacey.
I just have to record Maria time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that doesn't really exist.
No, it doesn't. Not at Christmas, but that's for sure.
It's on BBC One at 9 o'clock. And again, if it clashes with something that you want to watch on BBC, or not on BBC, on Christmas Day at 9 o'clock, it's on Stephen's Day on RTE2 at 9 o'clock.
There you go. So, you'll get it. One more day.
Now, the soaps, the two that I'm looking forward to the most, Coronation Street, because Gail Platt, after 50 years in the soap, is exiting. Oh,
that's right.
It's also
moment.
The day she's supposed to be getting married. So that's what we're watching now is the getting ready for a wedding number 7 or something.
Okay.
So I don't know how she's going to go. I don't know anything about it. So I'd be interested to see that. EastEnders then is split into two parts. One is at 7:30 on BBC One and the other is at 10:35, which makes me think that one maybe is after the watershed for a reason.
Okay.
Purely speculation.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Stephen's Day then. Sorry, Stephen's Day? Stephen's yeah. Day? St. Stephen's Day.
There's only one St. Stephen, so it's St. Stephen's Day.
I have it written down in front of me, so I wouldn't say Stephen's, and I still said it.
I love it. St. Stephen's Day.
Matilda the Musical with Alicia Weir.
Oh, so
our very
good.
Own Alicia
so
Weir.
Good.
So class. That's on BBC One at 5:40. That's a really good family one.
Yeah.
I know my six-year-old absolutely loved it, so that'd be a good one to sit down and watch again after you've had whatever feed you have on Stephen's Day.
Yeah.
The Masked Singer Christmas Special is on at 7:30 on Virgin Media One.
So this is a new one because the repeat yeah. was on of
was
last
on
year.
Night.
Was on the other night.
Yeah. This is a new one, brand yeah. new one. And Squid Game, obviously not for the kids, is back on Netflix for season two on Stephen's Day.
And this is Squid Game...
The series, not the reality competition.
No, not this is the drama series
yeah.
that launched the whole thing.
Yeah, in
this
Korea.
This is back in, from South Korea. This is back again, so yeah. make sure if you're a fan of that, I thought that was a great series. It
so
was
basically,
dark,
your man that series. Won it,
yeah.
4, 5, 6 or something, mm-hmm. It's 3 years since he won and he wants to have another go, and I think he's insane.
That's so one way of describing him, that's for sure.
And then... The last day I'm going to give you is New Year's Day.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to Lily Rose Depp and Nicholas Hoult after 11.
That's right.
For Nosferatu.
What
so that's
a movie.
In cinemas on New Year's Day if you're out and about. I know a lot of people do cinema on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
It's a good shout. And then on Netflix, there's a new Harlan Coben series.
Oh, wow.
Called Missing You. So he, if you're a fan, he's done Stay Close, which didn't you do music for?
I did music for Stay Close, the beginning of episode 3.
Where they're siblings and they're dancing in front of a car,
they're not siblings,
isn't it?
They're just a really weird couple who've
Are they
done,
not siblings?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But they're a weird couple who do a dance and then...
Oh, they're a couple, yeah. Okay.
And then throw a body in it. Anyway, look, at the start of episode 3, there'll
if
be
you haven't watched it, it's class
a version
as well.
Of Creep by Radiohead, kind of a jazzy version of that, and that's me. I did the music for it, I sang it, and the brilliant Louise from the Blizzard sang on it as well, so make
there
sure you tune into that. Yep. But yes, that's that one. So, but he's doing
Stay
like
Close, Fool
Safe,
Me Once.
Stay Close, Stranger, Fool yeah. Me Once, they're all good. So what's
now
this
he
new
tends
one?
Tends to use a lot of the same actors, so
yeah.
you'll see a lot of them pop up in this as well. This one's called Missing You.
Missing You, right.
Yeah, the premise is a detective called Kat Donovan, whose dad was murdered, discovers her missing fiancé on a dating app over a decade since his disappearance.
Oh.
So I have watched 2 episodes because I'm very lucky in my job that sometimes we get previews
access,
on these
yeah.
things. So I've watched 2 episodes. It is very Harlan Coben. It is very, can we watch another one?
Yeah.
I have to stop it in the middle of the episode that, you know, we want... to go to bed. Like, I stop it in the middle of the episode so that it's not
on a cliffhanger.
So I'll actually go to bed. It is very good. You'll see the likes of Lenny Henry. Richard Armitage is in a lot of his stuff.
He's in a load of them, yeah.
Jessica Plummer, who we talked to about, she used to be in EastEnders.
She's so
But then
cool.
she was in, it was a Netflix series. Get the name of it. It was Medieval. Do you remember?
Yeah. It'll I really enjoyed it. Go on, you go on.
James Nesbitt.
James Nesbitt, Jimmy, love him.
And now this one will shock you. Matt Willis.
No way.
Matt Willis is in it. And the first face you see on the screen.
The Decameron,
that was it.
Jessica Plummer was in.
The first face you see on the screen when you turn this on, G.K. Barrie.
Your
who
friend
has just
from
been in
I'm a Celeb.
And she's not credited anywhere
wow.
in anything, but she's the first face you'll see in the series. Yeah.
Okay, so tell everybody again, that's on Netflix. You can watch whenever you want.
Missing You, it'll be on Netflix from New Year's Day,
New
1st
Year's
of
Day.
January. Yeah.
Okay. Maria, that is an excellent roundup of everything that the channels have to offer.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with 2 magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.